Well, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in here on CJ Low 1690 AM to Working Title. Cleo, where were we? We were at a dead husband after a hangover drinking contest with Peter the Great.
Yes. So we're in a carriage with Anna. She's 17 on her way to Courland, which is present in Latvia, next to the corpse of her dead husband. So needless to say, this girl has been traumatized. She was so looking forward to this prospect of love and having a happy life, married to this man, and you know, that's all gone out the window. Mm-hmm. And so she reaches Courland, and again, at 17, being raised as a woman in this time, completely to just be a wife and be of service, she has to rule entirely alone. So she writes her uncle hundreds of letters, begging him to come home or to be permitted to remarry. Mm-hmm. But he denies her, I think mostly out of fear that a male would try and usurp her power, or just because they didn't want to upset any type of lineage. Yeah. So, you know, she's scared, she's alone, she's only semi-literate at the time. You know, and so she's put in charge of Courland, and she rules from 1711 until 1730. And so,
oh, wow, in that was a long time.
Yeah, quite a long time. Yeah, like 20 years. And yeah. So until 1725, Peter the Great passes away. And then 5 years later, his only heir passes away as well.
Oh, shit. So she's the only one with the claim.
Well, there's a bit of a dispute because Russia was facing a bit of a crisis of succession. So Anna had a sister, but she was married to, and she was elder. So she naturally would have been the one, but she was married to a prominent duke at the time. Uh-huh. And the council deciding this feared that he would usurp her power. And she also had a daughter, which would complicate further lineage. And Peter the Great had two daughters, but they were born out of wedlock to a maid that worked in the house. And they were only legitimized later after he married her. So a lot of people didn't really agree that they were the pure, you know, inheritance of the throne. And so Anna was sort of the clear choice for the council. She was unmarried, she was childless, and they kind of hoped that she would feel, you know, really grateful and indebted to the council and the nobles, and she would be able to be very malleable as a leader.
Yeah.
And so they make her sign a declaration of conditions, basically saying that she'll be empress, but she is not allowed to declare war or peace. She's not allowed to impose taxes. She can't punish nobles without trial and without, like, consulting the council, basically. Mm-hmm. And so the council was made up of two main competing noble families who basically all wanted to manipulate her. And eventually she was egged on by the lesser nobles. They kind of rallied her. And so he signs a declaration. She returns to Russia after 20 years. And when she gets there, she immediately dissolves the council that granted her the throne.
Just rips up the contract she signed.
Literally, she literally rips it up in public. Yeah.
I love that. That's and people, awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible. And people say that the night that she ripped the conditions in half, the Aurora Borealis lit up the horizon in complete red, making it appear in all blood, in quotation marks. That's
a sign from the universe, if I've ever said one that says,
exactly.
My God. But yeah, like, that's, oh my God, that's insane. I'm like so excited to hear more. But we're gonna put a couple songs right now in between our to give you guys who are listening to this lovely story a bit of a little refresher, you know. So it's funny, we got some other CanCon up for you coming up. We got Anti Manifesto by Propagandhi, a great Canadian band, which I didn't even know they were Canadian. I was so excited to find that out.
Me neither, honestly. Yeah. I was so surprised when you told me that.
Exactly. And then we got a Now That You're Saying is a I now understand why you were laughing earlier when I said this this title, but we got Freeze Me by Death From Above 1979 also coming up. So yeah, so in honor of our Ice Queen, I'm sure she's making her own anti-manifesto right now as she's tearing up the contract, and you know, she's an Ice Queen, so you know, Freeze Me is a very appropriate title. So yeah, we're gonna listen to that from Propagandhi and Death from Above, 1979. So please stay tuned here on Working Title on CGLO 1690 AM, everyone.
We're so full of it.
So that was Anti-Manifesto by Propagandhi and Freeze Me from Death From Above, 1979. And so, yeah, we heard from Cleo was that the queen was tearing up her contract and the Aurora Borealis was blood red in the sky. My yes. God.
Yes, if there's ever been a sign, that is definitely one. Yeah, so she, you know, rips up her conditions in public. She sends some of the guys from the council that made them to Siberia and some to the scaffold. So she is out for blood here, you know, and she wants to rule as an absolute monarch like all of her predecessors have. And so the ice castle, finally, we're getting there.
I love it.
So basically, you know, at this point, she's become very jaded towards love. She was not allowed to remarry, you know, when she was ruler. She wasn't allowed to remarry when she was young and 17 and still hopeful. So she's really, you know, she's power hungry. And he's aging at this point, and it's just, yeah, she's not a very hopeful place in her life anymore.
Yeah, right.
And so this Russian prince, who his name is Mikhail Alexievich Golitsyn, I think. Just going to call him Mikhail for ease.
Yeah.
Basically, he got married without Anna's permission, and he brings back from Italy this beautiful woman who is a Catholic, which was already a big no-no at the time. But, you know, they'd fallen in love, and the relationship kind of represented everything Anna came to loathe about the world.
Oh, man.
And so he comes back, and even though the woman died shortly after making it to Russia, she did not deem that punishment enough.
Oh my God. She was like, I'm gonna move you to Siberia too.
Almost a little bit worse.
Yeah.
So she forces him to become a jester first, making him dress up and act as a chicken for entertainment.
Oh my God.
And then eventually she makes him marry one of her female jesters, who her name is Avdolia Buzhenanova, and she was famous for being like the ugliest woman in Russia at the time. God rest her soul. Poor girl.
Poor girl. Yeah.
Poor girl.
At least she's famous.
Yeah, you know, she's got some recognition for something.
Enough time before social media and pictures. If your name carried some weight, at least people didn't know what you looked like.
They just honestly, and it was so kind of crazy because like, you did, there were no photos, like there were oil paintings of people, like, and you would sometimes, you know, like you would have an arranged marriage to someone without even knowing what they looked like.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's so crazy.
That's that's crazy to me, like being like, just thinking about history and being a ruler, you know, in that way, like,
just so much power.
It's insane. It's insane.
How do you deal with it?
yeah
And especially if you're, you know, a girl that's been not educated to rule a country at all, like, how do you and she
about
did,
love, it's a recipe for some I think resentment and anger.
So
what else she do? So she punished Mikhail by marrying him to this jester.
Yes. And so on their wedding day, they are paraded down the streets in a golden cage that sits atop an elephant. They're dressed as clowns, and they're preceded by, you know, what were deemed circus freaks, which were really just, you know, people that might have been disabled at the time or, you know, had some type of quote unquote deformity, because it was a terrible time to be those things. And so they're paraded on the streets of Russia, and she forces them to stay a night in her ice castle. And she warns them before they go in that they better stay close if they want to survive this night.
Yeah.
And so,
my God.
I know, it's insane.
Not just a metaphor, it's a literal fortress of solitude that'll freeze people to death.
It is so intricate and, like, you know, stunningly beautiful, like a really just powerful thing to look at. It's so pretty, but it's
still
just
in Russia.
No, but they did do a recreation that I'll talk about a little bit at the end. But yeah, you can kind of see what it looked like. But the castle, it was built originally as a part of a celebration of Russia's win over the Ottoman Empire, and it stood on the edge of the Neva River, and it was over 30 feet tall.
Wow.
and from around 80 to 100 feet long. So it was incredibly detailed. It
Yeah.
had outside, there were ice cannons that actually fired if loaded with gunpowder,
Oh my
ice
God.
cannonballs.
What?
Yeah.
How does that not just explode?
I don't even know. Like, I don't understand the
Some
physics of it at
solid
all.
ice.
I know there was an ice elephant that could spew, like, if you could heat oil and it would spew out of the trunk, so it looked like it was like spewing fire. I don't understand how that works
Oh my
either.
gosh.
And I guess there's so much ice that it's so cold that, like,
Yeah.
maybe a small amount that it can't melt it.
Wow.
But yeah, there was also a man inside the elephant who had like a little horn that he would blow to make it sound like the elephant was making
Oh my
noise.
God, can you imagine being that guy?
I know, like the
I work
worst
for the
job
cruise,
ever.
but I live in the ice elephant outside the hotel. I almost said the ice hotel because I'm thinking of Quebec City, but the ice castle.
Honestly, like, and it just is a testament to how much money, and this whole thing was a testament to how much money and power she had, and the fact
Yeah.
that she could just, do this and imagine this lavish, elaborate thing and like actually make it materialize in reality is
My
crazy.
God.
But yeah, there were, ice trees with sculpted ice birds. There were clocks with visible gears. There was
What?
ice
Out of
logs
ice? Or
out
like
of
the
ice.
gears in the ice?
No, ice gears. Everything was ice. I know.
What kind of Russian engineering is this?
I know. Like the amount of talent it would have
Yeah.
taken to a stat, like it just, yeah, so intricate and so detailed. There were logs, ice logs in an ice fireplace, that would never be
Yeah.
lit. They had dyed ice green to make it look like marble on like the tabletops. Like it was
God.
just so elaborate.
Yeah.
And then there was an exact replica of the royal chambers. So a bed with an ice mattress, ice sheets,
Oh
ice pillows, ice blankets,
my
and
God.
curtains surrounding it on the poles, made of ice, everything made of ice.
Yeah. She was like sleeping
Unbelievable.
there, my gestures.
Literally, Elsa could never, like, I can't even
Yeah.
imagine how ridiculous this was. And she had guards basically posted at the doors in the chambers. And this was one of the coldest winters in Russian history at the time. It was, ridiculously cold, as I only assume Russia always is. And so she had the young lovers. They were stripped completely naked and sent into the castle to spend the night.
My God. Yeah.
Insane. Yeah.
Yeah,
And
that's like it's it I can't even imagine.
I know. Yeah, just power. Power does some
Yeah.
crazy things to people.
Oh my
And
God, yeah.
so they were in there, they were spending the night. The guards were ordered, not to assist them or anything like that. And they were just, freezing. Their ice was, or their breath was freezing in front of them. And the only way that they actually survived was because the bride traded a pair of her family's heirloom pearls for one of the guards' sheepskin coats.
Oh
And
my
they
God.
huddled underneath the coat
Yeah.
together. And that's the only way that they were able to make it through the night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That guard was definitely a nice guy. You
I know.
know? Because it sounds like his queen would have literally just murdered him if she found out.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what happened to him, but I assume he was probably hung
Yeah,
afterwards or
no,
punished.
that sounds like he would have definitely been punished if she had found out.
Yeah, either just, killed or punished in some similar humiliating and elaborate fashion
Yeah,
as
my
this
God.
is.
Yeah, well, I think so hold on, before we go any further, I think we can
Okay.
throw in another song in between here just to give people a little bit of a break.
Break
Yeah,
from the
but
intensity.
my like yeah, 'cause I think imagining an ice castle and almost freezing to death can be pretty traumatizing for some people, but my like that's insane. I can't I'd like just hearing about the gears and hearing about like the actual scale of this sounds completely wild.
It's massive.
existed. That's so wild.
It would have been a magnificent thing to see. Like,
Yeah.
pretty, yeah, just so intricate, you know. And yeah, it was taken, they took massive blocks of ice out of the Neva River and glued them together with water, basically, and then carved
Yeah,
them.
and just
And
like
how they
built it.
made clocks with gears and everything else, I have no idea, but.
That's insane to me to think about. And it's like I would love this. The first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna look up this recreation.
Yeah, there are some photos, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they're in the castle, they are spending the night, they just make it by on the skin of their teeth because, you know, the smart lady trades her pearls, and they make it out. And, you know, there is this kind of story that circulated at the time that they had a wonderful and happy marriage, and they gave birth to twins. And you know, despite its kind of dark origins, it was a happy thing. But unfortunately, it is not true.
Oh
No, I know. Sadly, Avdolia, who is the bride, she caught a cold that night, and so she ended up dying a few days later.
no.
Unfortunately, I know. There wasn't too much about what happened to Mikhail, or I just didn't research it too
Yeah.
much, but.
Did she die with the sheepskin rug or the coat?
Yeah, cradling it as
Was she
he
buried with it?
enters the grave. Yeah. Yeah, and so she, skip forward a little bit, Anna, who for all of her faults was, in terms of economy and things like that, a pretty successful ruler. But she dies in 1740 of a kidney ulcer,
Oh,
which
no.
again, there's, you know, not a lot of medicine at that time, or anything they could do. So it was a very slow and painful death, which some people, you know, see as a karmic justice in a sense. And she named, I believe, her nephew, like a successor, but he was, I think, 3 months old at the time, like very, very young. And by vote of the council, she was succeeded by Elizabeth, who was one of Peter the Great's illegitimate slash legitimate daughters.
Oh, the maid's daughters.
Yeah, and she had a very peaceful reign, and she successfully ended what was understandably referred to as the dark era of Russian history.
Yeah, sounds
Yeah,
about right.
exactly. Very understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this recreation happened in 2006, and it was part of like a tourist attraction plan, and it was sponsored by a lot of corporations and corporate sponsors, and sorry, as well as luxury hotel chains to try and amp up tourism. And they replicated the castle basically exactly with one tiny change, which was an ice statue of Anna herself was present in the royal chambers.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and CBS actually had an article that I found online, and they have photos of it where, you know, you can see the inside of it, everything made of ice. And as planned, I'm sure, like, it was an incredibly successful tourist trap
Yeah.
because who wouldn't want to see
Yeah,
this
exactly.
giant
That sounds awesome.
castle?
I want to go.
Yeah,
You know?
exactly. Yeah, and there was also a painting, I think in the 1800s, by a guy named Valeri Jacobi, and it you could see he did the royal chambers. So there was the bed, and there was the couple kind of huddled on the bed, and then there was this huge procession of people laughing at them and looking at them, and Anna herself was there, you know, drawing attention to it. It was a very beautiful painting, but just such a tragic subject matter. But something kind of interesting that I found out about when I was looking at this stuff was that Montreal actually had a few ice castles or ice palaces in our days.
Really? I only knew Quebec City. I didn't know Montreal had one.
Oh, sorry. I think I lost you for a minute
Oh,
there.
I knew about Quebec City, but I didn't know anything about Montreal. That's insane.
Yeah, it was way back when winter festivals were a kind of popular thing, and it was from 1883 to 1889 that they were most active. And you can find photos of them online. And yeah, there was a winter festival and there was an ice castle or an ice palace every single year. And they became kind of pretty popular in 1884 in Montreal. And there's been, a lot of different ice palaces around, in different spots around the world. But yeah, it was pretty interesting to see.
And so was this Russian one like the first ice castle that history knows about? Do you know that? Did you I don't know.
I think it was, if it wasn't the first, it must have
It
been
must have been one of those
definitely
ones
one
for
of
sure.
them. Yeah, like I think it was, because you have to have the climate
Yeah, for sure.
necessary to do it, and St. Petersburg is so cold and snowy all the time. And there was also in Minnesota, there was one that was quite large as well around the same time that Montreal was
That would make
doing them, I
sense.
think.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. I've always wanted to go in one. I've always heard about them, like the Ice Hotel in Quebec or whatever. But like, yeah, man, climate change, slow down so we can at least get some cool ice castles before everything is,
Yeah,
gone.
I've never actually, I didn't know there was an ice hotel in Quebec.
Yeah, no, I remember they used to like it was advertised like all the time. It was crazy. But yeah, like it definitely is a tourist attraction that I think it's closed right now. Obviously, but yeah, it's always something that I remember my parents and my family here would always talk about, so it was always so cool. But yeah, no, that was awesome. Well, thanks for sharing about the ice castle and the queen. What was the queen's name again? I totally forgot.
It was
Anna
Anna
Ivanovna.
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 Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, the Ice Queen. All right.
Ice Queen.
That's awesome. All right, so guys, we got ourselves an ad break coming up for you guys, and then we're gonna have a quick little outro before playing some music for you. So thank you so much for listening to us. This has been, Working Title on CGLO 1690 AM. So please keep that dial tuned here on CGLO. We're gonna play a quick ad, and then we'll be back to send you off on your merry way.